Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Here we are, gentlemen, another Sunday sermon of slaughter brought to you by me, Reverend Pastor Minister RPM. Now, this article was published on the 4th of November. Michigan husband allegedly terminates beloved hairdresser in her sleep with a wrench. Authorities have accused a Michigan man of bludgeoning his wife to death with a wrench while she slept on the couple's couch. According to Oakland County Jail records, Justin Wagenberg, 37, is charged with homicide of a family member. He was denied bond, records show. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Police allege Wagenberg fatally beat his wife, Katie Doherty, on October 16th. WDIV-TV reports. Police allege after the termination, Wagenberg fled the couple's Waterford Township, Michigan home for Wisconsin before eventually returning to allegedly confess to the crime. Interesting. Quote unquote. Well, on the way back, he said he found Christ or something over the last month, and so he decided to go back home and turn himself in. But he came home first and went to bed for I don't know how long, and then he called the police, Doherty's father told WDIV. One must wonder. However, I'm going to give my opinion on the motivation as to why he decided to just come back. Doherty's family says she worked as a hairdresser at three different assisted living communities in the Oakland County area. Quote unquote, she always had a smile on her face. She was my niece and I loved her, Doherty's aunt Peggy Dahl said, per the outlet. A motive in the alleged slaying remains unclear. WDIV reports a judge ordered Wagenberg must undergo a competency exam. Interesting. Very, very interesting that they would say he needs to undergo a competency exam. Maybe there was more to this than truly meets the eye. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. Gotta go with a 10. Method of execution, the wrecker's wrench. Gotta give that one a 10. Psychological impact, I'm going to give this one a 5. And of course, for the brutality factor, I'm giving this one a 10 also. So Justin Whack-a-Mole Wagenberg gets a score of 35. Now, let's circle back to why, more than likely, he decided to just go ahead and stop running and turn himself in. Maybe he figured out, why bother running? They're going to catch me anyway. so I may as well make it easier on myself and just turn myself in. Now, the motive remains unknown. Gentlemen, let's go back to a particular HMT I did about the silent slicer. You guys should remember that. That was the story of the foreign-born woman who was like 51 or whatever, and she got stabbed up like 58 times. Yeah. At first, they did everything in their power to paint that woman as a random victim of a heinous crime. However, come to find out, she was doing dirt, getting her back blown out by the handyman. Now, you notice, before that came out, the lamestream media did everything they can to paint that woman in a positive light, just like they're kind of doing with this woman. However, gentlemen, we all know things happen behind closed doors. Yep. Believe you me, if they decide to keep going with this story, there will be a skeleton that creeps out of that closet. But what more can I say? Oh, gentlemen, more and more men around the world are putting on the mask. So, yeah, we're going to do an end of the year burn off. Got a lot of articles. I want to get to 50. Well, I'm definitely going to get to 50. But yeah, going to do an end of the year burn off. And we're going to be standing by feverishly for the first HMT of 2023. But with that being said, ladies, understand, whether a man wants to talk about the motive or not, the power for a lot of you will go out. Feminism will be nowhere around to save you when a man finally decides he's had enough for whatever reason and take matters into his own hands. And believe you me, like the old trope or an old joke that Eddie Murphy said about men who fall asleep after an argument, this man proved that men can do the exact same thing, catch you slipping in your sleep. It is what it is. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. RPM, I am out.
Welcome, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.